This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jack. He's the J, baby. Yes. In this one, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's the board-certified NUCA chiropractor that has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. You can find out all about that and what it's like. Well, the NUCA stuff you actually have on jackstockwell.com. That's where people get the NUCA information.
Right. We have two different websites, one for the structural, one for the nutrition.
Right. It's like we have two different podcasts. We have the one that you and Mary do on ForbiddenDoctor.com, and then we have the one that you and I do. By the way, the most recent DJV Health Show podcast with Jack focuses on fasting. We talk a lot about your immune system and what it's supposed to be doing. And it's amazing what people don't know about their bodies, Jack. Doesn't it surprise you, honestly and truly, what people don't know about how their body works?
Oh, it is. It is, and it's even amazing to me with my children who were raised in a home where I was talking about this stuff constantly because of my training and schooling, that it still escapes their understanding at times. Not only have they taken politics out of, middle and high school, they've taken health out for the most part.
Right. And civics, phys ed. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Why are we allowing that? Why do we, as a question that just is a general interest question, that may or may not have a place specifically in a health show, but think about it for a minute. Those of you who are parents, grandparents, those of you who are would-be parents who are listening to this program, and maybe you went through school at a point where they stopped offering phys ed and health education, that sort of thing. I remember in my community, we had it. I was a teacher when it became a huge controversy because one of the idiots on the school committee said, well, the health ed show shows kids how to do it. Because he was such a moron. He would be explaining how the body works, reproductive system, how you get pregnant, that sort of thing, which is just what kids need to know in junior high school and high school so that they don't get pregnant. But this moron, no, we can't do that. So he killed the whole, he was able, because of the sex ed portion of the health curriculum, to kill the whole curriculum.
Well, that was it, and then the kids were left to run back out on the street and learn it from the street,
exactly,
rather than in a health situation, as they probably learn most other things in life.
Yeah, well, it's a shame for those of us who grew up on our own. But I loved school, and I sucked. Everything came in, and I soaked it all up. And health, that it was just chemistry and biology and botany, all the things that taught us. I think that was where I first became aware of how complicated the systems are that allow us to grow, what your body consists of and how it all works so perfectly. And then we blank it up by smoking and drinking and eating the wrong things. So our bodies, which really are intended for 140 years of youth, of use, don't make it that far because of what we do to ourselves.
Exactly. And it only is a testament to the power of our own physiology.
Yeah.
That we are alive.
We
continue to live under these conditions.
Imagine we have enough. We rebuild our bodies. We rebuild the cellular structure every 3 months. We have, somebody cuts a hole in you and they replace an organ, you stitch it back up, you heal internally and externally.
Healing. That's true. All healing is self-healing.
People,
some professionals will try to take the credit for having healed somebody, but you, as you said, you lacerate your hand with a knife or you break a bone. All the emergency services try to do is to get to a point where they assist the body to heal itself. Nobody heals anybody. Your body heals itself. The whole idea behind healthcare, the whole idea behind healthcare and nutritional advice and all these other things is to provide the body the right set of circumstances and material it needs to do the job itself. It made itself, it created itself, it built itself in utero, it knows how to run the systems, it just doesn't need interference.
Consider for a moment the heart. And how complex that organ is, or any of the organs in your body, if you want to look at it. But your heart, it pumps automatically. How'd that get, this is where I get off. I'm not a religious person at all, but I am a great believer in God and the fact that there's a force that's far greater than we are that we don't have a clue about the universe and how things, we just don't. And so we tend, I think that's one of the reasons that people tend to get kind of, they get off on substance abuse or alcohol or whatever it is, what they do to themselves, because facing the realities of how complex the universe is sometimes just sends people over the edge. Well, and they don't understand.
It is. A lot of people are just flat out intellectually lazy.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
It's not just, we'll spend a lot of time on the things that we're interested in. Yeah. But I remember seeing a study that was done, this is back maybe the late 70s, early 80s, on the kinds of books that are in the average American home. And the average number of books in the average American home are three books, one of which is a cookbook, one is a book on golf, and the other book is on sex.
Really?
Now you can you can tell when you're sitting down to talk to somebody if they've got a nice library at home and they spend time reading, or if all they ever do is watch television. You don't have to talk to them for more than 5 minutes, and you can see the vocabulary and the analogies and everything else they might use. And I've always thought that was kind of interesting from that study. Three average books in the average home, and those are the books.
Maybe that's one of the reasons I think I'm so thankful for what I do, as making a living learning things and talking about things has been one of the great salvations of my life. And you, as a doctor, the same way. You have to keep up with all the things that, in terms of being current. I know that Ken has said this on Good Day Health any number of times, or DJV Health, used to be Good Day Health, that he doesn't use anything that he learned in medical school anymore, because everything has changed so much with all of the periodicals and all the various things that come out about studying this and study that and how it's changed, right? When you think about going to medical school, you learning something new every day that you can apply to how you help people? And so what you learned in college, what good is it? And maybe basic knowledge.
Where I get most of my stuff now is Mary.
Yes,
Mary isn't solving a problem at work. She is reading. And she says, here, you got to look at this. You got to look at this. You got to listen to this. You got to watch this.
Yeah.
And that's where most of my instruction is coming from now, is Mary.
All right.
Seriously.
Mary's teacher. No, I get it. Listen.
Yeah.
How many hours have I spent with Mary at your house riding around in the car with her at the clinic?
You spend more time with her than you spend with me when you visit us.
Actually, that's true.
Not just because she's drop-dead gorgeous.
Well, I can't be doing that because she's married to you, so what am I going to do?
Well, still, she's a treat for sore eyes or how
yes,
she
you
is. Say
she's
that.
A very attractive
But it's
lady.
What comes out of her mouth when she gets on a roll regarding nutrition.
Yep. And nobody stands up to her either. She can go toe-to-toe with anybody. Stand right up to her.
Is that ever true?
Take care of your body? Yes. Diet? Yes. Exercise? Yes. Check all those boxes. But as you check those boxes, are you taking care of your brain as well? Dietary supplement known as Prevagen, the all-natural way to keep that brain of yours, your noggin, healthy, working well, so you can have a better life. Keep your life going. Take care of your brain. Don't let it atrophy. Don't let it fall apart. Don't let it get lazy. One of the things Jack and I were just talking about, reading, keeping your brain going, doing crossword puzzles, just whatever it is that you can have that goes into your brain and keeps it working. There's things foods you put in there, that is the supplements, the fish oil, all the stuff that you need to keep your brain functioning well, lots of water. But there are also supplements around that will help you if you have age-related cognitive impairments. That is, you forget people's names. We all do that. So get the brain supplement, Prevagen, add it to your daily routine so that you don't go down into that rabbit hole. That's the thing. Short-term memory is important. Improve it. Keep it alive with the brain health supplement Prevagen, which is available pretty much wherever you get your supplements, all over the place, grocery, the Whole Foods stores like that, they have Prevagen. You can order online too at Prevagen.com. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back with Dr. Jack on DJV Health. So a lot of the things that people get from you, they come to your clinic, but they also listen to you on the radio program out there. One of the things at Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, they have podcasts there, lots of things that are being researched with Jack and Mary. You can go to the Forbidden Doctor for that. You can hear, obviously, the stuff that we talk about here on my radio programs at DJVHealthShow.com. But there is just, I mean, there's so much information, and that's the other thing. Some people are bewildered by how much information there is, and they don't know how to pick and choose. Any advice? How do they pick and choose the right information to help them through whatever it is that may be going on, whatever the health challenges one might have?
Well, that would be one of the major triggers, is things that they're looking for because they've suddenly started to experience some cascading series of symptoms or concerns with themselves or some loved one. But then there's also those who just want to learn a lot more. And so that's why we've created this Forbidden Doctor as a resource for a lot of information. But I'm proudly displaying the link right next to my radio show link with your radio link right there on our homepage. So
right.
Between the two, I mean, what else is there to learn between the two of us? Really?
If we don't talk about it, it's not worth talking about.
That's exactly
how about that?
Right. Exactly.
I want to know a little bit, and when we continue here in a moment or two, there have been some trials of on patients who have needed gene therapy. You know what sickle cell anemia is. It's kind of a cancer, as I recall. But I wonder about sometimes whether we, all the money that's spent on trials and stuff, is it really worth it under the circumstance. I guess if you have the problem, it is, and if you don't, it isn't. But let's talk about some of the research being done now as we continue. Always lots of info on DGV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dr. Jack, as he's lovingly referred to by his patients, although the older ladies call you Dr. Stockwell, I've noticed that. The younger people say, hey, it's Dr. Jack. And then, isn't that interesting how that happens? Because more and more, it's, Dr. Oz is Dr. Oz. I think about some of the other doctors that are around. You wouldn't call him Dr. Melman or whatever his first name is. But it's easy to call you single-syllable names for doctors make it easy for us to call you by your first name. Does that bother you? I think some doctors find that it's
No. It
isn't respectful if you call a doctor. It's like calling your teacher by her first name.
Well, you know, when you're in our clinic, it doesn't look like a medical clinic.
No.
And we wanted it to look like somebody's home. And because we do not want that sterile atmosphere that seems to have an impression upon people to just shut up and listen. We want to foster an environment where people ask questions. And sometimes doctor this or doctor that can get in the way because it sets up this hierarchy of who can talk and who can't.
Mm-hmm.
So half of my
patients... Who's right and who's wrong.
That's right, exactly. And so half of my patients call me Dr. Jack. The other half call me Jack because they hear me on my radio show, my local radio show, where I'm Jack.
Yeah.
And then someone, is it okay if I just call you Jack? Well, of course it's okay if you just call me Jack. And then sometimes a patient will call me that. Hey, Jack, what about this? And somebody else is new to the clinic will look at me like, gosh, isn't that disrespectful? Yeah. And I just tell people, you call me whatever you want to call me.
All right, I was asking about sickle cell treatment.
Oh, yes.
There's a study that's going on, or has been going on for a number of years, because this sickle cell cancer is really pretty dangerous stuff. So a couple of people, after a number of years, have developed it. They were involved in the trials, and the question now comes on whether the therapy was responsible for them getting cancer later on. It seems to have thwarted it at the beginning, but then, is there a possibility that, and that's why the reason I'm asking it
is because we have all these trials going on now for the vaccines. And, you know, they trial, they get 90% effective, this, that, the other thing. We have 30,000 people in the study, blah, blah, blah. So what happens down the road, though, when in, you know, 30 years, somebody said to me, are you worried about what happens in 30 years? I said, for me particularly, no, probably not. But for others, you know, who may be in their 30s, who have a good 70, maybe hopefully 80 years left in their lives, my grandson, you know, what's going to happen to all of this stuff if they have it? My daughter doesn't think my grandson needs to have the vaccine, so she's not trying to give it to him. But, you know, at any rate, that's. I just want to know, at what cost, maybe in general, do these, and I know you have strong feelings about it, at what cost do people who participate in these studies have at the end of the day, and all of us who take these various concoctions, what's...
That's
like
part of the problem with vaccines is that there's no long-term studies.
Yeah.
There just aren't. You know, people
who are vaccinated for 30 years.
Well, that's it. That's it. And so a lot of it just falls back on theoretical prognostications.
Are we willing to give up our future for the now? That's kind of the question.
Well, you have to, if you look at the general health quotient of Americans today compared to when you and I were kids.
Yeah.
I mean, who was sick when we were kids? Really?
I don't remember.
Who was really sick?
I know one kid who had polio, and that was it.
Yeah. I knew one kid who had asthma. So
I never missed a day of school in the 12 years that I went to public school. Never missed a day. Never.
There are so many people who can say the same thing. But today, according to the CDC, over 50% of children have a chronic sickness, a chronic problem.
Yeah, I mean, and you see the emotional stuff that people are going through, what they have as well. My God, what are we doing to ourselves? I guess is the question in part. All right, we continue. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with Dr. Doug Steffen. I just like to say that because it makes me feel good to be sound like I'm a doctor. DJV Health.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from ASUS lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to asus.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's asus.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that about 13% of Americans have been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, with nearly 1 in 4 people having received at least one dose. The U.S. has been averaging about 2.5 million shots administered daily. On Tuesday, Texas, Indiana, and Georgia all announced that eligibility would be opening up for all adults in the coming days. President Biden has said that he wants the vaccines available to all adults nationwide by May 1st. With more vaccines available, more people are hitting the road. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 1.5 million people on Sunday, the largest number since the pandemic began a year ago. The rebound in travel coming as airlines and a number of tourism-based industries are asking the White House to roll back travel restrictions. And the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with the death of George Floyd is set to begin next Monday. A jury was seated Tuesday for the trial of Derek Chauvin, who's facing murder and manslaughter charges in Floyd's death. Opening statements are set for March 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In a Senate judiciary hearing on gun violence Tuesday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz accused Democrats of performing theater over calls for more gun control laws after 2 mass shootings in the last week. Cruz told Fox News Tuesday evening that the Democratic proposal to ban assault rifles wouldn't have prevented either tragedy. He says a bill that he co-authored in 2013 with Senator Chuck Grassley would have targeted those who tried to buy firearms illegally, but Senate Democrats filibustered it.
It targeted the bad guys that directed the Department of Justice to prosecute felons and fugitives who tried to illegally buy guns. The Democrats in 2013 filibustered Grassley-Cruz. We got 52 votes on the floor of the Senate, a Democratic Senate. 9 Democrats voted for it, so it was the most bipartisan support of any of the comprehensive legislation. And yet Harry Reid, the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of the liberals filibustered it, demanded 60 votes. It didn't pass. I'll tell you, Sean, if Grassley-Cruz had passed, there's a very good chance Sutherland Springs never would have happened, because the criminal who had committed a felony was ineligible to buy guns. The Obama Air Force never reported his conviction to the background database. And when he tried to illegally buy the gun, his conviction wasn't there. He was allowed to buy the gun, and he murdered those people. If Grassley-Cruz had passed, they would have prosecuted him. They would have put him in jail, and he would have been in a jail cell instead of in that beautiful sanctuary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here we go, back in the next half hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was going to say Utah, but useless. Utah is very useful. I enjoy visiting there 2 or 3 times a year just to go see Jack and have his wife teach me all the things that she does. And he fixes my neck. I'm in one day and out the next. See you later.
There you go.
Back again. All right. So one of the things we talk about here, supplementation and what it's good for. You can find a lot of information about that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. For example, Jack and his wife have come up with a concoction. It's a pure, it's about as pure as you can get. Lee, they call them the Lee enzymes. It's the long life energy enzymes. They have come up with a formula. You were just talking to me off the air because I was on a supplement for my pancreas, and you said that I don't need really to take that anymore because one of the main ingredients in long life energy enzymes that you can find at ForbiddenDoctor.com are the things that are in there that will protect your organs. Right?
Yes. Well, that's it. You're talking about something called a protomorphogen. Mm-hmm. Protomorphogen was...
No, it wasn't really, but you can tell this.
was developed by Dr. Lee, you know, several decades ago.
Standard process. That
yes. If you were to Google the term oral tolerization, a lot of medical schools are researching this stuff now as to how to stop an autoimmune problem when the body's attacking the liver or it's attacking the heart or attacking the brain. And now they're finding out that even with Alzheimer's, there's a strong autoimmune process taking place against your own brain cortex. And so Dr. Lee developed these protomorphogens that stop the body from attacking its own self. Mm-hmm. It's not that the body's gone crazy. It's just because there's enough tissue degeneration going on that the body is flooded with these proteins that your immune system, that doesn't care what your religion is, it doesn't care what your political persuasions are or right. anything else, it goes after what it sees to be the enemy. And sometimes it can be triggered against the organ itself. So he developed these protomorphogens. Well, in our product, the Long Life Energy Enzyme, it has the entire desiccated a pancreatic organ present that contains those things. So with the amount of Lee enzymes you're taking, I don't think you need the pancreatrophin.
Right.
So that's what we were talking about off the air, because you're going to have a healthy pancreas by using the Lee enzymes.
No matter what. All right.
Yes.
So there's that. You can get those, by the way, at ForbiddenDoctor.com in supply now. Use my name and get a 15% discount.
Absolutely.
Doug at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, here's another one. The standard process people have come up with a concoction of things that will balance your system. Maybe detox and balance. Are those two words, are they complementary in order to, when you detox, are you balancing your system? I guess that's the question.
Well, the idea is with the new standard process detox balance, the 10-day program, what a standard process will often do is they'll take several products that they've had in the past to do a certain process, help a certain process in the body, and combine them into one.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to see with this SP detox. Now, with spring just a month away, and a lot of people are somewhat motivated to, we got to start thinking about the weight. We got to start, now that we can get back outside, or soon we'll be able to get back outside for some walking or jogging or biking or whatever else we do, we need to do something about the inside of our body as well. So Standard Process has put this SP Detox Balance together to help the liver do its job. And as we know, the liver has over 600 identified processes, but they break down primarily between cleaning what's
you
in the
body. You said as we know. I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't know that
geez.
At all.
Oh, well.
No. Seriously.
Sometimes I assume
the
everybody
person,
knows that.
Well, yeah, but that's, yeah. If there's one thing people say about you, this you have so much knowledge, you get us lost. I had no idea. And I'll bet there isn't one, maybe there are two people listening to this program, if Mary's listening, maybe three, who know that the liver has 600. That speaks to what we were talking about in the last half hour, how complicated the body is. And we don't know it. We don't realize it. We don't appreciate. And certainly when we abuse our bodies, what are we doing to short-circuit some of those 600 processes the liver is working on?
Part of the detoxification process that the liver does is it has to unlock these complicated toxic chemicals that are now so prevalent in our diets that weren't there with our grandparents or great-grandparents, but because of the farming things that are taking place, herbicides, pesticides, chemicals in our foods that were never there decades ago, the liver is working overtime trying to unlock these chemicals so that they can go out through the bile, they can go out through the urine. It will neutralize these chemicals wherever they possibly can to eliminate them. You know, these people who use heroin and they get caught or stuck on these terrible drugs. And we all know that people who do these things end up having to use more and use more and use more to get that original effect, because the liver tries to stay one step ahead of you. And when it finds stuff showing in the bloodstream that doesn't belong there, like heroin or other kinds of drugs, it will start creating compounds itself, just like there's a brain inside the liver, to start breaking those things down as fast as they show up in the bloodstream, which is the primary reason why the initial introduction into drugs, and even prescriptive drugs, the same thing. The liver will find a way to stop these things from taking place in the body because the liver sees these things
how
as
much,
poison.
How much, though, can the liver take? How much can the liver go through, like the kidneys or maybe pancreas or something like that?
Until
how
it's
much
had
can
enough.
It take? That's how do you know?
Well, see, that's the thing that does us in with cancer. It's not so much the cancer that kills us. It's the failure of the liver and the failure of the kidney as a result of chemotherapy, as a result of toxic substances coming out of killed cancer cells from chemotherapy that finally does the liver in, finally does the kidneys in, and that's usually what takes us out with cancer. Well, whether you have cancer or not, we still have this flood of toxins and pollutants that come into the body through air, through water, through food. So that's why we have the SP Detox. Right there at ForbiddenDoctor.com under products, SP Detox Balance. This stuff is absolutely powerful in a short period of time to get that liver back online.
You want to get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. When you take the symptom survey, it may be something that Jack recommends after he looks at what your story is, but the first thing to do before you order anything is take the free symptom survey, and it's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, I want to talk about the, I have in my hand, Jack, a little tool, a little plastic bottle. It's labeled Clear X. L-E-A-R. It's a nasal spray that alleviates congestion during the day. Something that I think because it's all natural fits right in my wheelhouse. You know, I don't do endorsements for products unless they are all natural. And this fits right in. This is a way to assist your immune system to keep the gunk out of your nose during the course of the day. The ladies on the DJV program would tease me because I didn't know what xylitol was. I'd never even heard of it before. It's a natural ingredient. It's found in a lot of fruits and veggies. And apparently it has very great antibacterial properties in it. So much so that upon seeing what's in Clear and knowing that it's available in the toothpastes, I went to the store and found a couple of tubes of toothpaste, different brands that have xylitol in them, because I think the message is clear there. Certainly it's better than having fluoride. And so that is the main, back to Clear, is the main ingredient. This nasal spray is great for adults and children. It's been around for decades. It is something where the ingredients have been around. And now you have this product that you can use during the day. Just take a little bit. I have a little squirt. I stick up my nose like this. A little bit comes into your nose. And you feel the moisture in your nose. And it goes from one side to another. Look at how quick that was. And now I have purified my nose pretty much for the rest of the day, certainly in the next couple of hours anyway. Take this with you, squeeze it into your nose every couple hours, and you will not be playing with danger. That's really what the bottom line is here. An all-natural way to keep your nostrils clean, keep the stuff from coming into your body, keep you from getting sick. That's the bottom line. Check it out online at Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com, or buy it from Amazon, eBay, your favorite drugstore, grocery store, natural food store. That's where you can get it. See it everywhere and use it. You'll be talking to your friends about it and advising them to do what you're doing using Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back with Dr. Jack on DJV Health. Let's take a moment now and talk about rest or sleep. And this is something we touch on from time to time, but there are a lot of people who are, you know, you see these ads everywhere, take this and you'll sleep better, do this. And, you know, that's one of the things actually that is part of me when we talk about Calitrin, the weight loss formula, it has collagen in it, and apparently some of that, well, along with the enzymes, I would bet that the Lee enzymes that you have help people sleep better too, right? Take those couple of them before you go to bed.
Yeah, it almost seems counterintuitive that it would create more energy, but it also helped to sleep because Remember, if the liver isn't digesting food, it is cleaning the blood. And we often think about sleep as where the whole thing shuts down, everything goes to rest. Not so. The only thing that is really different between up and doing your work and being asleep is your consciousness level drops to sleep, where you're not conscious of what's going on, but the body is still working. And
it takes energy.
The body consumes energy while it's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs, and so it's cleaning stuff out of the blood. The liver is going full time trying to clean things up. But also the brain is cleaning itself out of metabolites. The heart is cleaning itself out. The liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the digestive system, the gut, even the skin is cleaning itself out during the night. The analogy I give my patients is when you see lights on in an office building late at night, it's the janitorial crew is in there.
Right.
Getting everything ready, emptying the garbage, cleaning up the floor, getting it ready for the next day's work. That's what's going on inside of our bodies while we're asleep. Mm-hmm. And yes, the enzymes definitely help the body to sleep better. I know it's counterintuitive, but it's definitely part of the process.
Well, I mean, that's it. And back to this sort of the college of knowledge here, not necessarily wanting to sound professorial, but because there is such, you know, you're always asking questions about your body and how it works or not understanding why you get sick. You're going to get sick. If you have heart disease, it comes from you eating bad food, not moving around enough. And maybe some of it's hereditary, but you wouldn't know that unless that was one of the things that genealogy studies prove, what your body is all about. You know, I was this little business with flutters in my heart. My father had them for 40 years. So, and the doctor said, yep, or the doctor at the emergency room says, if your father had it, you'll have it. Those sorts of things are passed on from generation to generation. Like I have the tendency to get COPD because it goes from male to female to male to female in my family. But have I worked around it? Yep. That's what you got to do. With knowledge, what's the old expression? There is power. And you get plenty of that knowledge.
Absolutely.
By going to ForbiddenDoctor.com to check out the latest. Don't forget our DJV Health Show podcast as well. The current one has a lot of info on various things that support and maintain your body. You want to get that at DGVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We're always continuing with the information and helpful information. It is, too, if I do say so myself, from the doctors associated with the DJV program, DJV Health, now with Dr. Jack Stockwell here in attendance. Yes, he's got his white lab coat on. Think about it. I don't ever see you in a white lab coat. Why do you not wear? Why don't you look like your wife wears a white lab coat?
Well, that's true. That's true. Does my office look like a medical office?
No, it doesn't.
No, like I don't want it to look like. I want it to look like somebody's home.
Yeah.
Now, when we get into a private treatment room, we can get all medical. But for the most part, I want it to be inviting and warm and relaxing and low stress.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Dr. Jack, brought to you here in this portion of the program by Calitrin. All right, so there is a new, I don't know if this is new. I've been doing this for a while, and it wasn't even at your advice. I found something somewhere about how helping one go to sleep at night, the benefits of drinking tart cherry juice would help you along that way. I've not really ever had, once in a while I have a hard time getting to sleep, not very often. Sometimes I wake up and don't go back to sleep. Last night was a perfect example of that. But I, you know, the tart cherry juice, and then there are things that are in Calitrin, actually, that help us all sleep a lot better. So what is there that's good about this tart cherry juice in your research? What have you found?
Well, there was an excellent question asked off there by Victoria about the particular type of tart cherry juice. You know, a lot of people will get sleepy after eating some turkey. Turkey's loaded in tryptophan.
Right.
Well, it just happens to be that tart cherry juice, if it has the right kind of proanthocyanidines in it,
of course,
are precursors to tryptophan.
What are those?
Well, they're flavonoids. They're part of food. Some foods have more of them. It's
the flavonoid. People are going to say, "Wow, okay." We'll just keep digging deeper into this.
Okay, we're going to go out, put a rope around me so I don't go too far out there.
Yes, I will. No. Yeah, I'll get you out of the weeds if you go there. Yes.
The more we study the products that Mother Nature makes, the more chemical compounds we come up with, such as the skin of an apple. The skin of an apple now has about 50,000 identifiable compounds in the skin, not the fruit of the apple, but in the skin of the apple. Well, in cherries, it's tart because it doesn't have a bunch of sugar in it. So that's why you want the tart cherry, and you definitely want to make sure it is organic so that it doesn't have glyphosates and other kinds of pesticides in it. So I played around with this a little bit with some of my patients, and I know myself, if I've eaten too late, and you know if you eat too late before you go to bed, you're going to have a rough night because your body's going to be digesting food instead of allowing you to sleep. And so just, you know, just 4 or 5, maybe 6 ounces of some tart cherry juice with a couple of ice cubes in it. Sip it over a 15, 20-minute period if you don't shoot it down. And you'll find that your serotonin levels will increase. Melatonin levels will increase because of a study that was done.
So you have to sip it, though. Are you saying you have to? Because I just chug it down with my evening drink when I
Well, that's fine.
Mixer.
It's fine if you chug it. It's just that the more you slow down the intake, the longer it takes to absorb, and the longer it will have its lasting effect. Now, for some people, shooting it all at once may be the best thing to do. But the Louisiana State University did a study of these of some people who were known to chronic insomniacs, and it was published in the American Journal of Therapeutics. And it just said a cup of tart cherry juice twice a day would promote better sleep. Well, in the work I've done with some of my patients, just a glass of it before you go to bed, because there's still sugar in it. Even though it's tart, there's still a lot of sugar. But the tartness just simply means it's a particular kind of cherry, yes, but it also means there's lower sugar levels.
So is this going to
before bed is not good.
Create a flood of supplements that are made out of cherry juice?
Oh, there's already no. But there's but the proanthocyanidines in there, the grapeseed extract stuff that is in tart cherry juice, that's in a lot of other food products. There's plenty of supplements out there that have these kind of products and herbs that are known to be calmative, and they're regulatory as far as metabolic processes are concerned. Yeah. It's part of the herbal family.
Okay. All right. So there. Now, with that in mind, I'm thinking about Calitrin and how we talk about the effects that it has on people's ability to get a good night's sleep. We're also talking a lot about how much weight has been gained by people in the quarantine, 15 pounds here, 12 pounds there, 18 pounds here, there, and everywhere. So if you have that on your mind and you're wanting to shed weight, couples are doing it together, which is kind of a cool thing, and they're agreeing that getting healthy the right way is important, and you can do that with Calitrin, best way to do it in the country and in the world. Millions of people have gone on the Calitrin formula because it's stimulant-free and it's drug-free. It works. It's guaranteed to work. It's a good supplement to use with maybe other programs that you're doing to not only lose the weight, but to keep it off. That's the secret. Find out how you can benefit by going to toploss.com. Use the DJV code at checkout. You'll feel very good at the end of your experience. 59 pounds.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.